This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Reese Feuerman, the Chief Financial Officer at Connect Your Care, a leading provider of consumer-directed healthcare account solutions. Mr. Feuerman, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. So I understand that Connect Your Care recently conducted a survey of more than 14,000 employees and 250 employers. In that survey, you asked consumers what they are doing to try to offset the high cost of health insurance. What was their response to kick things off today?
Sure. It's really interesting because the surveying of the employers as well as the employees, the response is fairly consistent where both companies and employees are looking to reduce the cost of healthcare. And by doing that, they are implementing high deductible health plans. So these are underpinned by the concept of consumerism, which essentially entails the sharing of healthcare risk between the employer and the employee. Today, these high deductible health plans, or otherwise referred to as consumer-directed health plans, make up roughly a third of the total enrollment of all employees across America. And this is the only plan type with enrollment increases really over the past 10 years. And so what we're seeing from a specific response perspective, that more than 40% of HSA participants interviewed said that they enrolled in HSAs in order to use accounts as savings vehicles for future healthcare needs. Their survey also showed consumers are very worried about paying for healthcare once they hit retirement, and roughly 60% of the respondents selected healthcare expenses as their primary concern when it comes to retirement.
Quite interesting. Now, flexible spending accounts, or FSAs, are another widely used method of paying for healthcare needs. Did the survey reveal any trends when it comes to FSAs?
It did. While flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts both play an important role in the CDH benefit programs of major companies, the flexible spending accounts always requires documentation to be provided to substantiate the claim associated with the FSA. And survey respondents generally responded with a desire to streamline those requirements. It's important to note that both HSAs and FSAs require documentation to substantiate a claim that's being made. The only difference between an FSA and an HSA is the FSA, I would call it more active substantiation in that healthcare costs are being incurred, expenses are being validated on a real or near real-time basis. With the HSA, the documentation is kept for record-keeping purposes that's used to support one's tax return. The benefits, though, of using an HSA versus an FSA from the respondents is twofold. One is the FSA has a use it or lose it, meaning any funds that remain in the FSA are essentially lost at the end of the plan year. And secondly, with an HSA, there's portability. You're able to take the funds that are placed aside or placed in the account and take those with you as you continue employment either with that particular company or with another company.
Also, Mr. Feuerman, any other surprising findings that came out of the survey?
Yeah, some items to note, employees' experience was ranked as more important than the bottom line of the employers, which shows that securing and retaining good people is top of mind and employers are passionate about protecting their employees. This may be hard to believe given the emphasis on employee education over the past decade and a half, but the employer survey also showed that employee education and communication will continue to require significant resources. And thus, that's the benefit of when we look at how the healthcare landscape is evolving, there is definitely a need to educate people on the different types of programs that are out there. One of the largest barriers to enrollment is employees' lack awareness of financial tax benefits. In the survey, 47% of employers said their employees did not enroll in HSAs, FSAs, or other tax advantage accounts because they are simply unaware of the financial tax benefits.
Certainly interesting information in all regards per the survey today. We are joined by Mr. Reese Fuhrman, the Chief Financial Officer at Connect Your Care, a leading provider of consumer-directed healthcare account solutions here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Fuhrman, I have an article here that just ran in Benefits Pro on something called the healthcare stack. Can you explain what this is to our listeners and what they need to know here?
Yeah, I mean, in short, Connect Your Care, we authored what we're referring to as the healthcare stack. And the premise behind it is to highlight the ability to maximize pre-tax dollars for savings for retirement, inclusive of healthcare. Today, the HSA, as some may be aware, but many may not be aware, is their triple tax advantage accounts, meaning contributions that go into the account are not subject to tax, earnings on the account are not subject to tax, and then withdrawals on the account are not subject to tax, as long as those withdrawals are used to cover appropriate medical expenses. Versus the 401k, where it's a double tax advantage account. It is exempt from tax with respect to contributions, and also as the account earns interest and other forms of investment earnings. But upon withdrawal, it is subject to tax. So really, the premise behind the article was the importance of saving early in one's career for both retirement as well as healthcare, and also to highlight that at some point, these dollars being HSA dollars, dollars going into the HSA, dollars going into the 401k, will be competing against one another. And perhaps at some point, the first dollar going into retirement may be into the HSA because of the triple tax advantage. What we also found and highlighted within our healthcare stack is that today's estimate would be roughly 15% of a total retirement need would be needed for healthcare costs in retirement. And the HSA is an exceptional vehicle to save over the course of one's 30 or 40 plus employment career to cover that cost.
Now, in your last response, you mentioned that the Trump administration might increase HSA contributions. Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty in the healthcare and benefits space right now for both employers and consumers. And understandably, it's hard to make decisions when so much is up in the air. But what should listeners be doing right now under the circumstances?
Yeah, well, I think the key message is just stepping back for a moment. These types of medical savings accounts, they started with the Bush administration many years ago, and now they're being reintroduced in a more prominent way with the Trump administration and the Republican-led legislation. Today, many companies offer consumer-driven health plans. They offer it as an option. More companies, though, are moving towards a full replacement strategy, meaning CDHP, or Consumer Directed Health Plan, is the only option that is being made available to employees. And it comes back to my comment around consumerism, that companies are looking to have a more shared risk model when it comes to managing healthcare costs of the employee base, meaning the employer has skin in the game as well as the employee. So these plans, these CDH plans, are becoming very prevalent in the market, and employees need to get educated now on the types of plan designs that their companies offer so they're better prepared for changes that will eventually happen. With respect to the Trump administration, there's lots of interesting things that have been proposed through Trump himself, through Paul Ryan, and other parts of the Republican-led legislation that will enhance the benefits of an HSA. Regardless of the role of regardless of what happens with healthcare reform in the U.S., whether or not there's a repeal or replace, the current Affordable Care Act includes what's referred to as the Cadillac tax, which is an excise tax assessed against corporations that offer rich and excessive health benefits. This tax goes into effect currently in the year 2020. So companies, regardless of if it's Trump mandated or the existing rules around the Cadillac tax, are going to be forced into lower cost health plans such as CDH.
Well, Mr. Fuhrman, certainly appreciate your joining us and sharing all this valuable information with our listening audience. It certainly is an important bit of information, and not only health affects all of us, but healthcare is an important factor in bringing results and solutions. So thanks so much in every regard. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, advice, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Sure. Across the board, consumers need to be doing their research now, as I mentioned, and making smart investment options for their future. HSAs are going to be the norm and not the exception. Employees need to become aware of these options, read the available research, reach out to their HR departments, and see what is available. Right now, they may not be the default program, but eventually they will. So keep that in mind as you're selecting health plan options during your open enrollment season.
Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Connect Your Care, and how can listeners also be in contact as well?
Right. So all of our contact information is located at connectyourcare.com, and there's phone numbers as well that they can reach folks for additional information.
Good enough. Well, Mr. Fuhrman, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you at Connect Your Care, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Reese Fuhrman, the Chief Financial Officer at Connect Your Care, a leading provider of consumer-directed healthcare account solutions. And for more information, simply visit connectyourcare.com. You can also follow Connect Your Care on Twitter, simply at connectyourcare as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.